dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Well, if we started off the entire 2 hours on that kind of dreamy indie rock note with Mazzy Star, we end the full two-hour mixtape with simply a dance party with acts like Confidence Man and Sophie Tucker. Coming up this second hour as well, I've got music from Tune Yards, new music from Smurs, music on the way from Alabama Shakes, new music from Cold Specs. But before we dive into the second hour, did you happen to get a chance to catch last week's show? It is truly a two-hour mixtape for the fact that I wove a theme through the entire show. It was a theme that I've been wanting to play with for quite a while. Last week's show was 2 full hours of songs about people, song titles that were the names of people. Truly fun on my part as the programmer putting it together, but as a listener, when I go back and listen to the show, I also thought sonically, thematically, it all worked really well. I had a great time with it. Hopefully you did. If you missed that episode, remember that you can listen to the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. All you have to do is go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending in IE. And like I say, you will find 10 weeks there waiting for you to listen at your leisure. Press play, press pause, come and go as you like. And again, last week it was a full 2 hours of songs about names. Now, as your programmer, I often put rules in place about programming the show. It's the music nerd in me. I'm about to break a rule. One of my rules as a programmer is never to repeat an artist 2 weeks in a row. Last week, we featured Aretha Franklin doing Eleanor Rigby. Honey, it's Aretha Franklin. We can break the damn rules. Kicking off the second hour, it is Miss Aretha Franklin.
Yes, I have been. I'm going back to the home. Cause he loosens his grip. Recognize the man from the gun. You lit at the back of my mind. I know I shouldn't think of you. Elusive patience. You better not intervene. Tear a hole in the ground. Learn to drown him out. Oh, grief, grab me by the neck. Carry my curse away. My curse away. Oh, Lord, been burning every bridge. Carry my curse away. My curse away. As I crouched and burned, never pleaded for control. My vision blurred when I dream of you. Love lost and I feel nothing. Carry my curse away. Carry my curse away.
So tell me what you wanna do.
might have fact-checked myself on this one, but I had to look to make sure I was correct in saying this. It was 10 years ago now, children, a decade, that Alabama Shakes released their incredible sophomore album, Sound and Color. It's been a decade since that. Since then, the band has gone on hiatus, but they're back. And I am thrilled to say that they're back. But speaking of Sound and Color, we heard the song Gimme All Your Love from Alabama Shakes. Now, when I say Alabama Shakes are back, they have reunited. They are working on new music. There is a new album to come. They have promised that. No release date as of yet. They're also on tour. It's their first tour as Alabama Shakes officially in quite some time. For our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM in the Windsor and Detroit listening area, Alabama Shakes will be coming through this Friday night, September 5th, at Meadowbrook Amphitheater in Rochester Hills. I am so looking forward to that show. Brittany Howard, just that voice of hers, the vocal powerhouse that she is, just casts a spell on me, and I cannot wait to get into the web that is Alabama Shakes. Before that, we have new music from Cold Specs. It was back in 2012 that Toronto singer-songwriter Cold Specs launched onto the music scene with her stunning debut album, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, an album that mixed folk and soul, blues and gospel into what Cold Specs called doom soul. Well, over the last decade, Cold Specs has had a definite push relationship with her music career as she treaded through a misdiagnosis of schizophrenia to then be diagnosed as bipolar. She mustered up so much fortitude to release her latest fourth album. The new album is called Lights for the Midnight, transforming some of her hardest times into transcendent, timeless sounding expressions of empathy. We heard this time the song Curse Away from Cold Specs. We will continue featuring music from that album just because it is a work of just beautiful art. And then kicking off the second hour, it is the legend Aretha Franklin. Border Song Holy Moses is the song that we heard. That comes from Aretha Franklin's album Young, Gifted, and Black. Okay, up next, it is new music from Toronto bedroom pop singer-songwriter Charlie Houston. Her latest album is called Big After I Die. This particular track, every time I hear it, I cannot help but hear the influence of Talking Heads. Listen for yourself. I'm curious what you think. But you could easily do a mashup, I think. Anyways, here we go. Charlie Houston right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Looking at my sister, she was 29. Culver City slicker, drinking natural wine. Moved to a new country, she was 25. I'm still here with grandma, counting all the time. 5 years since I left New York City. 6 until my mother had a family. 7 till I hit a wall at 30. Gotta buy a second hand tour bus, trying to fall in love. All this time, I'm thinking about everything. Making movies just a dream that I
I'm
dramatic alternative pop singer, songwriter, Ali X right there with her song Girl With No Face. That is the title track to her latest album, Girl With No Face, released just last year. In the middle, it is music from Newfoundland artist Kelly McMichael. Her latest album is called After the Sting of It. It was long listed for the prestigious Canadian Music Prize, the Polaris Prize, really hoping she could have jumped into that short list, but still, it is a worthy album, and I'm so glad she was recognized for it. We heard the opening track, You Got It Wrong, from Kelly McMichael, and then starting that set off, Toronto musician Charlie Houston, Slut for Excel is the name of the song. It is from her newest album, Big After I Die, released earlier this year. Come on, you tell me. I said it before we got into it. You must hear the Talking Heads. And you ask yourself, do you hear the Talking Heads? I definitely do. Anyways, lots more music to get to. We only have 30 minutes left, but we are going to jam it with a dance party. I've got music on the way from Nena Cherry, music coming up from Sophie Tucker, Confidence Man, music on the way from new music, actually, that I am excited to share with you. We feature them once already here on Girly So Groovy, but the band is called Smerz, S-M-E-R-Z, an out-of-joint amalgamation of pop-flavored R&B, trip-hop, and techno from a Danish duo. Now living in Norway, Smerz's slinky postmodern pop album, Big City Life, definitely lives up to its title. Imagining it approaching you at a party. Like, just imagine this debut album as a person. And it walks up to you and whispers, "Want to go somewhere even cooler?" Well, it's that level of dizzy sophistication that comes to Smerz and the music that they make. So here we go. Coming up next, it is Dizzy Sophistication with Smerz here on Girly So Groovy.
To say, I heard that they broke up.